Blog Talk Radio.
Yellow desert screen. My chain relies.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Hey, I'm getting a late start here. Give me a minute here. Instead of my typical dead air that I usually give you, deliver to you inadvertently, I'm in a location where I don't have access to the switchboard. I'm going to try to pull it up right now, so you will get some signature events in the Bay dead air here, but it's intentional this time. So enjoy that. Let me figure this out. Give me a second. Okay, whoop-de-doo, I made a little flippity-doo and a skippity-doo and a how-do-you-do, and there's my switchboard. Let's see, who do we have on the switchboard? Let me see. Try this. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, no whammies. And, oh, working out of here, kids. Hang on. Okay, I got a show tonight that hopefully we'll put an end to all the bullshit that's been going on here late night. I understand we've been doing a lot of satire, having a lot of fun on here, and apparently it's hurting people's feelings, which is really too bad. I'll get into that in a second. I'm going to bring on Ken Moore. Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Ken?
Real good. Glad to have you back in the Bay Area.
Yeah, it's great to be back. It's been a wild couple of days. I'm still not totally settled in back in right now. I'm kind of frazzled. But I had a great time in L.A. And it was fun hanging out with Moxie and Liz and... There was like summer down there. It was like 85 degrees. It was ridiculous. I was wearing t-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops the whole time.
Yeah, I was watching KTLA earlier this afternoon. It was like 76 degrees. I was like, holy hell. And it was only like 10 in the morning your time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm freezing my butt off.
Oh, man. Let me bring on Moxie here. If I can.
Oh, well, you can.
All right, Moxie, you're on.
What it do?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
No, I asked how you doing.
I'm doing much better now that you're here, of course.
All right.
But, yeah, sorry I had to bail on your show earlier. I had some shit I had to take care of.
You missed out. We called Corey.
What? Oh, you know what?
It was like 45 minutes of backdoor talk, okay?
We can reenact the conversation if the Jew gets here.
Yeah.
I can play the guy thrown through the window. Jew can play Corey. And Moxie can play the Peep Show administrator.
Well, he never answered my question. Was the Peep Show place the place where you could look at female lady part type things or men and their dicks? He would never answer that question. Which upset me greatly, because I'm tired, you know. Vince in the Bay exhausted me, it's true.
But a quote was, he suffers from the average white man disease. The guy did. That got thrown through the window.
Right, because I also asked how big the guy's dick was, because he said he had his dick out and he was stroking it, and I said, how big was it? And
average white man is what he said.
So 5 inches, right, I think.
If it's 5 inches, I can get cheap.
If what?
If the average white man is 5 inches, I got cheated.
I'm sorry, Ken. That's terrible.
Yeah, and you just said it over the air.
Oh, well. That's better than me saying it's 12 foot long. At least you won't be, at least people won't be disappointed when they find out how small it actually is.
Yeah, I'm already looking forward to it.
It's truth in advertising. What it is.
And that's the whole thing about the Kenmore line of products. We are truthful in our advertisement.
You admit your fault. I think that's admirable.
What the hell?
That's not like Vic. Is that Vic?
Vic?
Somebody's
what
in
are you
the
talking?
Car.
Vince in the by?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Oh.
I live in my car now.
That's so hot.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys I just listened to the Debbie Daly show.
Oh, no. Is she doing a better impersonation of me impersonating her again tonight?
She is. And I'm gonna share that with you in a minute.
All right, I want to hear it. I'm excited. I have to give her mad props. Good for her.
Yeah, no, it's great. She's good. But I heard her friend Goofy Bone over there.
No way.
Yes way.
He called in?
Oh, yes.
Whoa, what a traitor.
Exactly. And I'm going to share that with you in just a minute. I got to get myself situated here. I'm going to take a little break, and we'll come back with some intel I want to share with you.
Awesome.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And once again, Vince in the Bay has the best dead air on all of Blog Talk Radio.
You don't even know my mother, Vince.
Son of a bitch.
You don't even know my mom.
All right. Let's try this one more time. Please, please, for the love of God, work. Here we go. This is for the Jew.
Like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. You open, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, they hung a star. Let's go on with the show. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. There's no business like no business, like no business I know. You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. Top of that, your palm I have parted. You're broken hearted, but you go on. There's no people like no people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. And go on with the show.
Well, I had to, Mom. I had to work things out for myself. Where's Pop?
Oh, he's...
Here, son.
Terry.
Hello, Pop.
Hey, everybody, I'm back. Did you miss me?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Good. All right. So I intended tonight to be one of the last nights that we openly and consciously mock other BTR personalities on here.
Well, who? We don't mock other people. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about certain BTR hosts that are taken to deleting their shows every night for fear that someone might download their show and actually
listen to it. Are you talking about
One Angry
Jew?
That would be horrible.
One Angry Jew deleted his entire account altogether.
Yeah.
That's different.
I'm talking about
deleting your archives for fear that people are going to actually listen to them. It's kind of a sad state of affairs if people are doing Blog Talk Radio shows and then immediately deleting their shows afterwards. If it gets to the point where people can't even leave their shows up, then there's something wrong. And I'm glad that Goofy was able to shed some light on the whole situation, and I know a lot of you missed it, but that's okay. I'm going to play some of that in a little bit. Let me refresh here. Yeah, it's been crazy. Like I just got back into town. This is nuts. I had to go straight to work, and I'm just, you know, I had to bypass my parents' attic and go report straight to McDonald's and start flipping burgers.
You had a really, it was boring in L.A., wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sucked.
There's nothing going on. That town is beat.
Wow, your parents are in the basement?
Debbie? Debbie, are we on the network?
We're on the network.
Shut up, fake Debbie. Wait, let's listen to real Debbie.
We're on the network.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're on the network. And so Debbie's doing this new thing. She's reinventing herself, all right, everybody? So I think it's actually okay to make fun of her because she's now an American badass, just like Wags.
The American Badass, here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. And I appreciate all those wonderful, positive remarks on my new my YouTube video. Yeah, I made a YouTube video when I was at the Chickasaw Nation. You know, I am 1/8 Cherokee.
I did not know that. That is wild, wacky stuff. Did you know that Debbie is part Cherokee Indian?
That makes her kin to me.
Wait, is it
you guys
I forget.
Are probably
I'm confused. Is that feather or dot?
It's Indian, not dot Indian.
All right. Okay. All right, so Debbie's remaking herself. She's an American badass now, just like Bill Wagoner. So we don't really have to worry about her feelings getting hurt, I'm sure. All right, we have a Melinda linkage warning, folks, in effect. Melinda is recklessly pasting links into the chat, and they are JPEGs. So I have not clicked on it yet, and I would encourage people who are not very strong in the stomach department to not click, abstain from clicking on Melinda's links. I do not endorse nor promote anything that Melinda pastes into the chat.
Also, okay? You could get a really bad virus that will crash your system, just saying.
Yeah, not to mention being bummed out by some weird, crazy shit that only sick, twisted people like Melinda would like. No offense, Melinda. No judgments, really. It's just that most people can't handle that, okay? All right, so you guys want to hear what Goofy, okay, so later on in the program, Goofy comes in and settles Debbie down and breaks it down to her, okay? And apparently all you guys, it's not really you so much, Moxie. Apparently I missed a lot. I have to admit, I didn't listen to her whole program, but apparently the guys are really just ganging up on her. It's a bunch of old men, and I'm looking at you, Ken, and One Angry Jew, and myself in the mirror. By the way, Vince, you look stunning this evening. In fact, Vince, I didn't notice you there. Vince?
Yeah, Vince.
You look amazing today.
Yeah, you just did.
Good. Good. I just wanted to make sure, because, you know, Vince, I like you a lot. You are in the Bay. You're not in LA anymore. So, why don't we just relax, sit back.
Oh, God, is this that terrible loop again?
And then we'll crack open a bottle of Chianti and light the fire. And kick it freestyle with my man Goofy and Debbie Daly and let them break it down for us. Because they know how it should be broken down. Here's Goofy breaking it down to the double D.
These men don't know how to go out, get laid, and have a good time and smoke a cigarette after you had sex. No, they're too busy stuck in the rooms, living with their mom at age 40-something, stuck on the computer since back in the green screen days. Like, this is what these people live for, Deb. And you have to realize that. You have to sit back, relax, and laugh at them. Because they're the losers. In the end, no matter what, if they conquest and destroy Deb Daly's show, da-da-da-da, no matter what, in the end, when they wake up every morning, they're still that loser. Finding another way to destroy another show. You have to remember that. You can wake up every morning being a woman, but they have to wake up every morning knowing the fact that they're still a loser. They still live with their mom. They still sit behind a computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, plus the leap year day. They're still a loser, Deb.
He's never on the computer.
You have to remember that. When people have no lives, it's like the Return of the Zombies or the Night of the Living Dead. When a zombie eats you, you turn into a zombie, right? So when a loser tries to attack you, they're trying to make you a loser.
Well, I'm not a loser. I'm not a loser. I'm not. There's nothing loserish about me, I don't think. I try to do good for all. I just try to be nice to everybody. And I just think that I set myself up as a target to these mean people on this network that, because they know people on the inside or whatever the hell their problem is. I don't know what it is, but I know they don't have my back. I know that for damn sure. I mean, these people have shows dedicated to me. I'm in the show title. I'm their meta tags. They go on there and tell people that I'm a co-core, that I'm this, I'm that. Things that, you know, just, that I should be in rehab for my drug addiction. Do I sound like I'm on drugs?
My God, Deb Daly. You are a drug addict, Deb Daly. Do you know that? You're a drug addict.
You're right. You're right.
Since you're a drug addict, Deb Daly, I'm going to line a big line of coke, and I'm going to say, this is your half and this is my half. And together, when we snort it, we will meet at the end, kind of like the Lady and the Tramp scene, and then we'll kiss. Does that sound okay, Deb, since you're a drug addict?
The spaghetti. Oh, this is the night, but a beautiful night, and they call it Bella Notte, right? That song? Shit.
Yes, everybody. Goofy Bone talking. And to all you trolls out there, y'all remember me. I'm the one that made you guys look stupid on my show not too long ago. And believe me, if you want to come on to my show, you know how to find me. You know how to get a hold of me. You guys could sing your stupid little songs and do your stupid little sex rhymes. Because to me, you guys are funny. But anywho, I got to get out of here, Deb, because I have a woman friend that's going to come over and...
Oh, yeah.
God knows what she's going to do. Maybe blow me away. Who knows? But I wanted to confront you and let you know that there is no enemies over here. Just people who love you that just haven't been on your show in quite some time. So don't think that we all hate you, Deb. There are some of us that still love you.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you for calling, Goosey.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
Well, there you have it. Goofy Bone breaking it down for Deb Daly. What is that? What a sorry state of affairs when a Goofy Bone is trying to uplift the mood of the intuitive advice person. The resident intuitive advice person is getting advice from Goofy Bone. I don't know what to make of that.
He's like the sage of the South Bay.
The sage of the South Bay? I kind of
mm-hmm.
like that. That's cool.
All right.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. I think Goofy is, we know first and foremost, Goofy is a ladies' man. Okay. So a lot of us, while we subscribe to the bros before hoes mantra, apparently Goofy is more interested in getting his noodle wet. And that will ultimately be his downfall if that's how he prioritizes things. Just ask Easy E. As well as the Jew. The Jew is also very, very much driven by his hormones. And that, too, will get him in trouble. It looks like it already has. He's got a little 3-year-old that he's going to watch all day now. Anywho, so there you have it. I'm just trying to air out all this crap right now on Debbie so that we can move on. And maybe tomorrow night we can, laugh and joke around about some other shit not having to do with Debbie. Because it's got to the point where, Goofy is consoling her over there. It's just ridiculous. Oh, you know what? I have to apologize to Melinda. Melinda, I'm sorry. I didn't check out your link. I should have. Well, I can't check out. Oh, there we go. Yeah, of course. Just what I thought. A shot of Michelle Obama. Shocking. Oh, wow. A little peek at Michelle Obama's thigh. How scandalous. Annie Hoot. So there you go. Debbie Daly, she's now badass and taking advice from Goofy Bone.
Whatever happened to people having a sense of humor?
Well, Goofy Bone's got a sense of humor. I think half of that, I think most of that was just Tim just fucking around. He likes to call, Goofy's on the prowl for a cougar. I know this for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of, it's already known that he has his computer lady.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also got, he's also always had a hard on for the news lady, which is Victoria. There's a show on here.
I'm a cougar.
I guess technically you are. Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Don't you forget it.
And you are on the prowl, sister. Me row. Anyways. 347-826-7667. Why is everybody so quiet?
I just keep muting myself.
Oh, okay. Patriot Greg. So, yeah. I wish our friend the Jew was here to share that with, but it's okay, I guess. You can check it out in the archives. All right, let's do a little rundown of the chat room here. I just locked the chat room. Oh, wow. Larry's doing a show on the new Black Panther party, huh? What's that all about?
Oh, my God.
I want to screw that Block Talk Radio bitch one of these days.
She sounds like she might be a cougar.
I think she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Melinda, I want you to stay. Please stay, Melinda. You're welcome here. You're always welcome here. Even though everybody else hates you, I love you. Doesn't matter.
I don't hate Melinda. I played a song. I played her song request on THI,
yeah.
And she wasn't even there.
Yeah, exactly.
How is the THC club going? I heard they had a meeting last
yeah.
night.
I just
in
had
Los
a meeting.
Angeles.
I just had a meeting with the. Are you talking about the Humor Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
We just sparked up a meeting earlier, and
there was one last night as well in Hollywood. Don't forget.
Yeah, we did have an impromptu THC meeting on Hollywood and Vine. That was fun. That was a hoot.
And as always, I wasn't invited.
Moxie, you didn't call Ken? I told you to call Ken.
I thought you were talking to him. You were messaging with the dude the whole time. Isn't that Ken Moore?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what? The Jew must be busy listening to Black Conservative or Debbie Daly right now, because
you missed some important information.
Right. You know what? He's been trolling Stage Right Show. He might be over there for all we know.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? He might be jerking Larry's chain right now. Oh, no, he's here. God damn it.
Shit.
I wasn't even paying attention to my own switchboard. All right, everybody, chill out. look like you're doing something, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And, okay, switchboard is acting funky. I hate switchboard. Okay,
there he is.
What a dude, you.
I was over at the Stage Right Show, but I was down making Chinese food. And I had to make more iced tea because I forgot to take the damn coffee.
This is
going to
be interesting because this, actually, I'm going to download that show because he's got, he's doing a show on the new Black Panther Party.
Yeah.
And there's a show on BTR, a host named the New Black Panther Radio. I've listened to his show, and he's in the chat listening. That's kind of interesting. I wonder if he's called in. I don't have it.
He's in whose chat, yours or his?
Huh?
Larry.
He's in whose chat? Larry's, yeah. I have to school.
Yeah, New Black Panther Radio is listening to the Larry show right now.
Hold on. Can I talk to myself for a minute?
No.
Well, I'm going to anyway.
Good.
Myself, more. We need to school Larry on what is democracy and a republic. He apparently doesn't understand either.
Mm. Do tell.
Larry's a bit clueless when it comes to that.
Yeah.
What is Melinda complaining about?
You're on the network.
She knew.
Sorry?
Colonel Burns was in One Angry Jew. Wow, Melinda is so smart.
She's on top of it, dude. Nothing gets by her.
Apparently
me?
Not. No.
He. I'm sorry to correct you, but please, he.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Since you missed the last part of the archive section of Moxie Show, do you want the reenactment since you got three people that can play parts?
I don't know if I got that, but sure, whatever. If you want to reenact it. Go ahead.
I'll play the old guy with the penis out. Jew, you play Corey.
Mm.
And
I'll be the back door.
Wait a minute. Corey is in the chat room. Can Corey play Corey?
Oh, he can. Or we could just call him.
Hey, Corey, if you want to play Corey, call in. We feel you might be the most qualified individual to play Corey.
You know, listen, if anybody's going to be looking for that back door, I think Corey's the one that ought to be doing it.
And he found the one place in San Francisco that did not have a back door. If San Francisco was famous for anything, it would be the back door.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about San Francisco. and the place that Corey was in.
Please do, because I'd like to know about it.
Yeah. That is probably the worst job in the world, is the poor bastard that has to swab those peep boots at the end of every ejaculation. That's bad.
Of people looking for the back door.
Well, and the back door is easily found in those places. Even in places like that, I think they still have to put up a sign that says exit.
Or enter.
Okay, so you guys ready to hear? I know Moxie.
It can be an exit and an entrance. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Moxie, you're ready. Good. I was telling you earlier that I got a clip. I finally got a clip of Debbie doing you doing her.
Oh, my God, I love it.
All right, here it is.
Vic, would you get the network started? Vic got the network started. I'm so lucky to have Vic. He's my little old dreamboat. Your dreamboat is sailing. That's an old Three Stitches line. All right, I am Debbie, and I am back.
Actually pretty good. She did a pretty good, like, she should, if we had that contest, she would be in the top two for sure.
She sounded like herself.
She does a pretty good Debbie.
I cannot do a better Debbie than Debbie. No question about it.
Now, the question is, can you do an impersonation of Debbie doing an impersonation of you, doing an impersonation of her?
Vince in the Bye.
Debbie?
Vince, Vic is my dreamboat. How is that?
Oh, really?
That totally sucked. I don't know. I can't, no one can do a better Debbie impersonation than Debbie. Game over. I mean, I'm not even going to compete. What's the point?
Well, have we found Corey yet?
No.
Just call him.
Yeah. I'm hoping we get it. I'm hoping. No, I know you've called him. I'm not calling him. I don't want to call him.
Why not?
If he wants to call in, he can call in, but I'm not calling him.
What are you afraid of? He's only looking for the back door. Let's help him find it.
All right. If anybody wants to call in, including Corey, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host here for the next hour and 9 minutes. So if you want to join the fun here, just give us a call. Debbie?
Vince, I think that nice man Sid Wright might be able to help Corey find the back door.
Okay.
You might be right, actually.
We're on the network.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Debbie.
All right, 347-826-7667. If you want to join us, the time is now. The number is in front of your face. Call it. Use your telephone now. Dial in, and whoever that is breathing will breathe heavily in your ear if you call in now.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
So 347-826-7667, the number, if you're using your telephone, give me a call. I'm Vince in the Bay. And, wow, what a day. I spent the night in the fabulous town of Button Willow, California, last night. Now, that part, you talk about it, like, I had some fun with you, Moxie, yesterday, down in Hollywood, but let me tell you, after I left you guys, I beelined to Button Willow, and let me tell you, it goes off in Button Willow.
I don't know how you managed to spend all that time with Liz and I in Hollywood, and then head out to Button Willow.
The choices
in nightlife there are vast. I don't know. How did you pick? What did you? I mean, I think I just lost it. I mean.
Well, I went through the drive-thru Starbucks window.
Whoa.
And I got a triple latte. It was amazing. And then I got a room at the local side of the road inn there.
Motel 6 and or something, isn't it?
It's like Super 8, one of those.
Oh, yeah, Super 8. Yeah, I've stayed there, actually.
And
with Melinda, who had a really hard.
You stayed with Melinda?
A rooster. Her rooster was very hard.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, then I retired to my room finished my latte. It was great. It was amazing. I had no internet connection. The Wi-Fi was not working.
Melinda there?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I accidentally walked into the wrong room. Like, when I first got my key, like, I thought I was in one room. Like, I got the number wrong. I didn't look at my key, So I went to the wrong door, and the door that I opened actually opened. I guess the person didn't close it all the way. And, like, I stumble into this person's room, and they're, like, laying in bed watching TV. But they don't even move. Like, I totally, like, fully opened the door. The guy has to be, like, 5 feet from me, rolled up in bed watching TV. And I'm, like, standing there in the doorway, like, looking at him, and I'm like, oh, sorry, dude, my bad, wrong room. And he doesn't even flinch. And I'm, like, looking at him, and I stood there for a second. I was like, does he even realize that I'm here? It was really weird. And then so I closed the door, and I closed it pretty hard to make sure it latched on so that nobody would do that again. And it just didn't fluster this guy at all. He just kept watching TV. I think he was even, like, flipping the channels. It was kind of weird.
Okay, wait a minute.
Dude.
Can we
it
back
was, like,
up
Twilight
a second?
Zone-ish. It was like being in the Twilight Zone. Why? What's up?
What? You mean your room key opened somebody else's room?
No.
He just had it unlocked. He was waiting for somebody just to come in?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. I just went straight up to the door. I'm getting some fucking advertisement in my ear right now. It's really pissing me off. Fucking BTR. Oh, my God. Hang on a second. Let me. Oh, I see. Larry O'Shaughnessy is done.
Uh-oh.
My
All right.
God.
Gonna get some LOC trolling, I bet.
Yeah, we're gonna get... The LOC is gonna be coming through now, so that's right.
Shit.
Everybody... sim it down. Oh, hey, our good friend Goofy Bone is here. Hey, everybody say hi, Goofy.
Everybody say hi, Goofy.
Hi, Goofy.
And say hi.
Hi, Goofy.
There, that's nice. Oh,
the gorilla's
nice.
Typing right. For him again.
So, Goofy, you missed the first hour of our show here. I know you're busy. And the reason why I know that is because I know everything, buddy. And I'd love for you to call in and explain this.
These men don't know how to go out, get laid, and have a good time and smoke a cigarette after you had sex. No, they're too busy stuck in the rooms, living with their mom at age 40-something, stuck on the computer. Since back in the green screen days, like this is what these people live for, Deb. And you have to realize that. You have to sit back, relax, and laugh at them. Because they're the losers. In the end, no matter what, if they conquest and destroy Deb Daily Show, da 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 da, no matter what, in the end, when they wake up every morning, they're still that loser. Finding another way to destroy another show. You have to remember that. You can wake up every morning being a woman, but they have to wake up every morning knowing the fact that they're still a loser. They still live with their mom. they still sit behind a computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, plus the leap year day. They're still a loser, Deb. You have to remember that. When people have no lives, it's like the Return of the Zombies or the Night of the Living Dead. When a zombie eats you, you turn into a zombie, right? So when a loser tries to attack you, they're trying to make you a loser.
Well, I'm not a loser. I'm not a loser. I'm not. There's nothing loserish about me, I don't think. I try to do good for all. I just try to be nice to everybody. And I just think that I set myself up as a target to these mean people on this network that, because they know people on the inside or whatever the hell their problem is. I don't know what it is, but I know they don't have my back. I know that for damn sure. I mean, these people have shows dedicated to me. I'm in the show title under meta tags. They go on there and tell people that I'm a co-core, that I'm this, I'm that. Things that, you know, just that I should be in rehab for my drug addiction. Do I sound like I'm on drugs?
My God, Deb Daily. You are a drug addict, Deb Daily. Do you know that? You're a drug addict.
You're right. You're right.
Since you're a drug addict, Deb Daily, I'm going to line a big line of coke, and I'm going to say, this is your half, and this is my half. And together, when we snort it, we will meet at the end, kind of like the Lady and the Tramp scene, and then we'll kiss. Does that sound okay, Deb, since you're a drug addict?
the spaghetti. Oh, this is the night, what a beautiful night, and they call it Bella Notte, right, that song? Shit.
Yes, everybody, Goofy Bone talking, and to all you trolls out there, y'all remember me, I'm the one that made you guys look stupid on my show not too long ago, and believe me, if you want to come on to my show, you know how to find me, you know how to get a hold of me. You guys could sing your stupid little songs and do your stupid little sex rhymes, because to me, you guys are funny. But anywho, I got to get out of here, Deb, because I have a woman friend that's going to come over and God knows what she's going to do. Maybe blow me away. Who knows? But I wanted to confront you and let you know
that
there is no enemies over here. Just people who love you that just haven't been on your show in quite some time. So don't think that we all hate you, Deb. There are some of us that still love you.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you for calling, Goofy.
No problem.
I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? They can't play on my court, can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Brad or Mike spit one. Let me hit that blunt. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that G to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' East AG. My nigga C got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got some buzz. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Goes down for real, don't stop, just keep rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand, fall back, you're doing too much, you can't handle all that, man, it's been way too long, time to let the whole world play your songs, like me, my shit gets around, see the country come back and hit the town, I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL, Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle, buy my rich bitch, he got it from me, and made $50 million, I'm proud of you, D. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hype. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Yeah, yeah. Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Oh, my God.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Good times, you gotta love it, you gotta love it.
So, Goofy, we're just goofing with you, buddy. We know that was all a joke. I know you were just joking about all that, and I don't even know, in fact, that you were even referring to myself or anybody else here on the panel, for that matter. What the hell is that noise?
Right, he's referring to Colonel Burns, USMC.
Oh, is that who he was talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me, I just looked at the chat room. Jay Macon says he wants me to record a promo for his show. I have a very heterosexual voice. Thank you for the compliment, Jay Macon. I have no clue who the fuck you are. So if you just...
The anal bleacher.
What? No, that's not the anal bleacher.
Yes, it is. Yes, Jay Macon is the anal bleacher.
Oh, really?
I promise you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't recognize. I didn't recognize him. I'm used to seeing him, his anus, so.
You are?
I'm used to seeing him from that angle, yeah.
Corey?
Corey?
Is that you?
Oro.
You want me to leave you guys alone?
Oro?
Jay?
I can turn down the lights for you if you want.
Jay,
put a little food music on and.
We're just
light the fire. And... Debbie?
Van.
Well, I would appreciate one thing.
Van's in the bay.
What? What?
Would you please tell Melinda
you're spoiling the mood here, Gio. What do you want?
I know. Would you please tell Melinda to get the fuck out?
Who?
Melinda.
No, I said Melinda could stay if she wanted to.
No, she's been threatening to leave.
Well, Melinda can do whatever she wants, but... you know what I got to do before I do anything else is mute the Gio, mute everybody, okay? I have an old school friend of the show in the chat right now. Miss Thick Thangs from way back in the day. We used to kick it pretty hard on the sidebar and on Bobblehead Productions. You remember those days, Thick Thangs? Good times, honey. That's right. Vincent LeBay is back. I'm glad to see you here joining us. And Thick Thangs, if you'd like to, please call in. It'd be great to hear your voice. I haven't heard you in a long time. I know I still see you on Twitter, although you're not Twittering as much as you have in the past either. So it'd be nice to get a little update from you. Thick Thangs is Bay Area. She's a Bay Arian. And yeah, she's a good woman, whole lot of woman too. More than the Jew can handle, that's for sure. I'd love to have Goofy come on and explain himself. I mean, I have to. Well, he's already gone. I don't know what the hell his problem is. I don't know if I just exposed him for who he really is, or if I just caught him goofing around on Debbie's show or what, but he didn't call in to explain himself at all. So I don't know. So Jew, you know who he was talking about there?
Yes, he was talking about me. They all talk about
you.
Me. They can't help themselves. It's all about me.
Have you seen your counselor lately about your paranoid schizophrenia?
Well, no, but I did just look at Thick Thing's page and I just saw her vagina.
Wow.
You should go look. It's kind of dark.
I'm kind of busy right now, Jim. I'm kind of doing... Are you even talking to me? Are you involved in another show or something? Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you said it, Larry. I'm telling you. Larry must be tired. He just did a show about the Black Panther, the new Black Panther party. That must have been intense. All right, let's see. I have another call here. Let's go to this call here. Area code 203. You're on the air. Hello, area code 203. You're live.
Who are so happy? Look at them. So content living there in our garden.
Oh,
while we're here in
God.
A tent, this fight isn't over. No, they are gonna pay. Those men who are so happy, those men who are so gay.
Wow.
That was a great
that
voice.
That was,
very
that's pretty crazy. This shit's getting fucking weird, people. I hope this is gonna stop soon. It's just getting weirder and weirder, more and more randomness. I don't know. I think I'm gonna vomit if it gets any weirder. It's already making me kind of queasy as it is. So, Drew, what do you make of all this nonsense?
I wish this Jay Mackin would increase his font, for Christ's sake. I'm having trouble reading it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's not really saying anything that worthwhile anyway. So.
Yeah, but I would need it large to ascertain that. Corey, can you make it larger?
Okay, that's enough of the Corey talk, all right? If we can talk about Corey, if Corey calls in and wants us to talk about him, but... other than that, I really don't want any Corey talk on my show. Let's go to the 215. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that some of these conservative shows in terms of politics constantly want to talk about Obama's eligibility to be president. I think Obama is the right choice for president at this time because of the changing demographics of America. I just wanted to ask what... Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask, like, what is your opinion on that? If,
What is my opinion of that?
Yeah.
I hate to rain on your parade, bro, but Barack Obama, I don't see an ounce worth of difference between Barack Obama and George Bush. I don't see change. I see continuity. I don't see us. I felt that all the Democrats got put into office in 2006 to get us out of the war, and that Obama was put into office to get us out of the war, and we're still in both wars. They've both been escalated. He brought on. He continued to use George W. Bush's Secretary of Defense, Gates. He's finally decided he's going to turn over the reins to his war, his quote-unquote war in Afghanistan. He's going to turn the reins over that to General Petraeus. I don't know if you remember that whole fiasco, but all the lefties were up in arms about this guy, Petraeus. And who does Barack Obama choose to spearhead his campaign in Afghanistan? General Petraeus. So I don't see... It's certainly foreign policy wise. I see no difference between Barack Obama and George W. Bush. And after all, Commander in Chief is essentially the duty, the central duty, as far as I'm concerned, of the executive branch. And that's about it. And he's still, you know, where's Gitmo? Is Gitmo closed? No. You want to talk about somebody that everybody claims is a socialist? Everybody loves to call this guy a socialist, and if you talk to a socialist, they'll say he's anything but. You guys are all excited about this health care. It's not anything that the socialists wanted. The socialists wanted Medicare for all, and Barack Obama started his bargaining, not even putting that on the table. He started with the public option, which got shot down. And so, you know, he's pretty much if I was a liberal, lefty pinko, I would be really ashamed of him. He hasn't done anything to unite this country. If anything, he's helped to further divide it. And a lot of that is not his fault. Okay, don't think that I think he's to blame for all this. I think he put himself in a situation that anybody would be crazy to put themselves into. I think he'd be nuts to want to take that job.
I think he wants to get out of there as fast as he got in, and I don't blame him. It's the biggest headache in the world. Everybody blames you for everything, and even when you do something right, you get blamed for something. So I think he would do himself a service to everybody to just go away. But it doesn't matter, though, because whoever comes in to take his place is just going to, again, be continuity. It's not going to – nothing. Things don't change. And I really hope you don't buy into the left-right paradigm bullshit and D's and the R's. That's meaningless. That's something for people to fight over and squabble over. It's just all based on wedge issues to get people like you and me, who probably have way more in common than we have have differences, and they're trying to get you and me to be at each other's throats. They want, they want you to be the Barack Obama supporter, and me to be the bad guy because I don't like Barack Obama and what he stands for. Okay, and it's has nothing to do with him personally. I think I don't know him personally, but as far as a public speaker and a public figure. In the interviews and stuff I've seen with him, he seems like a nice guy. You see, same thing with George Bush. I think George Bush would be a fun guy to just kick it with and hang out and shoot the shit. And they say that's who people end up voting for, is the person they most likely want to hang out with. And it's true. I'd say of the last two presidents in their individual elections, they won because essentially they're probably the people we would most likely want to just hang out with. And you know what? That's all they really are. It's just somebody we can think about. Think about hanging out with. And you know what? You never do. He's not really in charge of anything. These guys are bought and paid for before they even take the oath of office. And if you believe differently, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah. Well, hello. I just want to answer you had said about war and so forth. First of all, there's no comparison between George Bush and Obama in terms of the way they're conducting a war. Afghanistan is a failed state. I mean, the same as Yemen or like Somalia and so forth. It's a state that has no functional government. And in a state like that, a terrorist can embed themselves and develop training camps that they couldn't do if it was an actual
government. And what does this have
there
to do with Barack Obama and the direction of the country?
It has nothing
to do with what you asked me in the first place.
Sir, I mean, first of all, you talk for like 15 to 20 minutes, so if you just give me like a word
Well, it's my show. It's my show. If you want to talk for 20 minutes, it's your show.
It's
your own show, and I'll call into it.
You can talk
my ear off for half an hour.
Sir, I'm trying to state my opinion.
I got a lot of callers. I got a lot of callers on the line, so I'll give you a couple of minutes, make your point, and then I got to take some other calls.
Okay, all right. Sir, my point is this, is that the heroin trade in Afghanistan is what is fueling the income of most of these terrorists around the world. So, therefore, the war in Afghanistan is a necessary war. Now, the war that George Bush conducted, he basically conducted with false intelligence. He falsified the intelligence to go into Iraq to get the oil out of Iraq. That's a fact. So, I mean, that's one thing. The second thing is that...
Wait a second. Hang on a second. He went to Iraq to get the oil? Really? Do you know where the United States gets most of their oil from? It's not Iraq. Most of the United States oil comes from Canada, Mexico, Venezuela, and Saudi Arabia. None of it comes from Iraq. Moving on. Jew, I'm sure you have something on your mind. I'm going to get to you in a second. I have another caller here. Now, let's get the Jew's reaction first. Go ahead, Jew.
Well, I want to ask that man, what part of Philadelphia you calling from, man?
What kind of voice is that you're trying to do?
Hello? Where's that 215 guy?
Do you insist on using that voice, Joe?
Apparently I do, yeah.
Are you literally turning into a troll?
Well, yeah, I've always been a troll, but I just want to talk to that man from Philadelphia.
All right, let me get his name first. Sorry, 215. You know, I never got your name, dude. What's your name?
My first name is John, and I'm calling from South Philadelphia. South Philadelphia.
John from South Philly. All right, John from South Philly, you're on with the Jew. He's got a question for you.
Hello, John from South Philadelphia. How are you tonight?
All right.
Which part of South Philly are you from?
I mean, South Philadelphia's not that big. It doesn't have such a big
part.
Well,
I understand that, but you got the Italian section. Yeah, you got the... But
well, I mean, it's obvious. You can tell by my voice that I'm black, so I'm not living in the Italian section.
Oh, I couldn't tell that you were black or whatnot. Hey, were you listening to that Black Panther discussion that's going on the other show?
No, I wasn't listening to it, no.
You know anything about the Black Panthers?
I have some knowledge of the Black Panthers, yeah.
The new ones, not the old ones now, because the old ones are not the
new ones. Yeah, I have some knowledge of the new ones as well.
All right. And you called this show. Have you ever listened to this show before?
I mean, I scan over the internet now and then. I don't listen to the show every night.
I understand.
Or every night that it comes on. But
right.
I go through Blog Talk.
Let me tell you about this show. This show is one of the most powerful political shows on Blog Talk Radio that you will ever hear. I'm telling you that you have busted the door wide open with your question. You have got everybody thinking that's... I guess you probably hear the quietness. Everybody sort of quieted down because your question just evoked this sensation. Certainly in me, I felt that I could answer. Now, you were saying that you were enjoying Barack Obama.
What I said was the symbolism of Obama's presidency is something that is needed in the country at this time. Because of the changing demographics of the country. In the next 30 years, the country will not be majority Caucasian.
All right, here's what I want you to do. I think I can help you. I would like you, do you have a dollar in your wallet?
Yeah, I have a dollar, yeah.
All right, would you take it out, please?
Yeah, it's out.
All right, are you looking at it? You're looking at the front or the back?
I'm looking at the front.
Okay. Do you have a scissors anywhere near you?
No.
Okay. Well, could you just fold that dollar about one-third down?
Yeah.
Right. Now, could you tear the dollar into two pieces?
No, I'm not going to tear money in two pieces. I mean, like, in following your point...
No, I would never, no, sir. I would never ask you to tear money into two pieces. I'd just like to tear that dollar into two pieces if you could.
No, I'm not going to tear the dollar into two pieces. I'm following your point that you pay for these social programs that a lot of money will be taken from the taxpayers.
No. Thanks to Obama being in office, we now have a dollar that's worth two-thirds less than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I don't think all of that was caused by Obama.
Let me ask you a question.
I
now, hold
on
a second.
I think that's the result of the economy, the American
hold on a second. How old are you?
Losing its,
How old are you?
I mean...
No. How old are you? Just tell me how old you are.
I'm 35 years old.
35 years old. Did you go to school in Philadelphia? Do you have children in the schools in Philadelphia?
I went to school in Philadelphia. I don't have any children.
All right. You went to school in Philadelphia. When do you think that the Philadelphia school system is well run?
I know the school system is not well run, no.
Okay. And whose fault is it that the school system is not well run in Philadelphia?
The basic fault. Of it is the teachers' unions.
Right, and that would be the Democratic teachers' unions, right?
Well, but it's not just Democrat or Republican.
It's not.
The basic structure.
Well, wait a minute. Who runs the city of Philadelphia?
The majority of the politicians are of the Democratic Party.
Well, not the majority, just about damn near all of them, right? Have you ever seen a Republican run in Philadelphia?
Yes, I have.
And what happens to Republicans that run in Philadelphia?
Most of the time they're not voted for because Philadelphia is a union town, so most of the unions are of the Democratic persuasion.
Right, so it's the Democrats' fault, right?
No, it's the fact that Philadelphia is a working class town. You don't have a lot of very, very wealthy people.
I understand. Let me guess. Since WHAT went out off the air, you've had no place to go, and you've been trolling around the internet looking for a good argument, right?
No, actually, there still is a black station.
What, 900?
Yeah,
900. Let's not even go there. Come on, you miss WHAT. Admit it, right?
No, I don't miss WHAT.
You know.
I mean, like, I just happen to go through the internet anyway.
Uh-huh.
Like, I happen to have a laptop computer,
right.
And I go through Blog Talk on occasion.
Right. And you picked out the Vince and the Bay show because we are such a political show, right?
I mean, like, I don't know that much about your show. I just happen to go through it. Now and then, I go through the shows involved in politics, and I listen now and then. And sometimes I call in. Hello.
Sorry, dude. My bad. I left you on there with the Jew hanging for way too long, bro. He does that. That's just how he is. He just interrogates people, and I apologize. What's your name again?
John? John, J-O-H-N.
John. Oh, yeah, John from South Philly. All right, John from South Philly. Appreciate you calling in, man. I'm going to bring Moxie on. Moxie, did you have something you wanted to ask John from South Philly?
You know, I did just as, you know, I mean, I'm also black, John, and so I was just, but the moment has sort of passed at this point, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah, I feel you. Definitely.
Yeah, but I just, you know, just give a shout out to my brother there.
Cool. Okay. All right, moving on. I'm going to now take a little bit of a break. John, do you want to stick around?
I'll listen.
Yeah, you can hang out online if you want to chime in. I mean, this is my show. You haven't called in my show before, but I've heard you on other shows. I've heard you on like Calogenesis and some of these other shows. And I'm Vince in the Bay. My show is not necessarily a political show, so don't be misled by the Jew. This is just sort of a call-in show. It's open format, really. It's just a call-in show. We talk about whatever. Lately, we've been talking a lot of crap about other people on BTR. And it gets a little petty at times, and that's why it's for me, a little bit refreshing to have a question like yours pop up out of nowhere. But you know, I can go there, I can talk politics, and I will, but I don't like to go too crazy with it. I try to just have fun here, and joke around and that sort of thing. But I appreciate your call, and I hope that we can keep you on and you can hang with us, and maybe we'll have a couple of laughs too. At the same time, because it sounds like you're really upset, you know, like when I hear you on all these shows, I feel like I'm hearing the voice of someone who's unhappy, who's just not satisfied with, you know, the current state of affairs, whatever they may be, And I can certainly empathize with you. I'm not exactly happy with everything I see around going on around me either. And it's really, really frustrating. And, you know, I commend you for voicing your opinion here on BTR, and I hope you will continue to do so. And I hope you'll stick around, John, from South Philly, because we get some ladies on this show every once in a while. And if you stick around long enough, you might hook up, dude. You never know. So John.
Yeah.
Are you there? Did I lose you yet?
Huh?
Nothing, dude. Nothing. I'm gonna play this for you, because this is who we should be railing against. The fat cats. Not we shouldn't be squabbling over Barack Obama and George Bush and all this bullshit. It's the fat cats on Wall Street who are fucking the ones we should really be looking at. These are the guys that buy and sell these politicians day in and day out. And we need to do something about it. I don't know what needs to be done. But, you know, I think in some ways a lot of this stuff is just kind of crumbling down around them. So they'll get what theirs. They'll get what's coming to them. And if you want to join me here on the show, the number 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Well, now, what have we here?
Right now, stop that song. Tell everybody who's listening who's in the chat, do not X out of the chat. Stay in the chat. If you X out of the chat goes away. That's why there's no more listeners. So do not refresh. Just leave your chat. If you have a chat, leave it.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Blog Talk Radio?
I've got a
Yeah, I think the LLC pretty much shut down the entire BTR.
Wow.
I just noticed I'm not in the chat anymore.
Yeah, you're not. It's just Colonel Burns, guest 25415, Ken Moore, Melinda, Moxie, and Ranger 75.
Hey, Vince, I'm going to mute myself. I need to run and grab my tinfoil and make a hat real quick. I'm worried.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah, the chemtrails were really bad today. I think they're going to be even worse tomorrow.
Yep.
Do we still have 215, or did he go too?
He's gone. Let's see. We have – who do we have here? We have Ken, Moxie, Jew, LOC, and a lurker. Somebody who's listening on the 408. If you want to join us, please press 1 to raise your hand.
Yank the bastard in anyway. We need fresh meat.
That's right.
All right, here they are. Let's go ahead and look. 408, you're on the air.
What's up, neighbor?
Yeah, Goofy, what's going on, dude?
What's poppin'?
Huh?
What's poppin'?
BTR just took a crap. Did you notice that?
You know, that's what I thought.
I thought it was that caller boring people to death and half the chat dropped
out. No way, I can't believe it worked.
What?
Are you serious? It really took a crap. Everybody can log in, right?
Right. What did you do, dude?
Directing you to what?
Did you destroy BTR, Goofy?
Oh my God, no! Oh my God, I guess it was.
What have you done, Goofy? Did you set the self destruct button on?
Oh my God, being a janitor here at the lovely station we work for, Blog Talk Radio, you know where to hit them. And believe it or not, I thought this was something that the Jew did, but I guess it wasn't.
Now, you've been hanging around Debbie Daly a little bit too long, Goofy.
Oh, my God, it did. Oh, my God, that person is crazy. Anywho, Block Talk Radio should be back on probably by morning time. But I'm sorry this happened. This is why I did my show early, because I got word that this was going to happen. That's why I did my show early. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. But it could just be another I don't know. What's the word? A BTR.
It could be a lot of, it could be a lot of things. It could just be BTR being BTR. Who knows?
Or they could have did the midnight move and said, hey, give us all your money for the first membership. And then, boom, they're out the door. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You think so? They got everybody's info and just bailed.
Oh, my God. No, I know so, but, I mean, who knows? At least your show's still on, right, Vince?
Barely.
Oh, we're still on. I mean, the chat, people can still chat. It's just if they log out of the chat, then it's gone. So it's still there. It's just... Like, it was kind of funny because I was sitting here, I was talking, I talked for a long time about, we started talking about politics, and I had a lot of people in my, I had a lot of people in my chat, and then I started talking politics, and then slowly my numbers just started getting lower and lower to the point where there's only like 5 people in the chat room, and I was like, damn, dude, that's the last time I talked about politics on my show. And then people were like, oh, I don't got any sound or anything. And I was like, hey, just refresh. And then even more people dropped off. And I was like, what the fuck? So then I refreshed, and I lost it all. Yeah, I can't even, like, go back.
Is this the LOC?
I just got a message saying that it is back up.
So try it now.
Is
you got a
yellow
message from where?
Come on.
I tell you something, Jew. The Mexican knows where the fuck to find people.
Oh, well.
God, is it up and running?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, he is very correct, that Mexican man. The Mexican, that Mexican man, he is very correct.
Hey, Anil, I didn't know Anil was on the line.
Oh, yes.
He's correct, well, meaning what? That it's back up? Or I don't
yes,
know,
it is back up, but I must tell you, if you did not like why you did not let me play with that man from 215.
We got to pick you up by the balls now, people.
Oh, you are Patrick Craig, you bastard.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be laughing on the show. It's just, this is...
No, don't laugh on the show. That would be not funny, of course, you rat bastard, you.
I don't know, dude. I still don't get BTR where I'm at. Maybe just certain servers are up or something, or...
Yes, it could be.
I think it'll be back up by morning.
No, I believe that I am up now.
Let me hit up my source and let's see. Because I was tripping out for a minute. I was like, oh, my God, this really happened.
Oh, well, look at this. I have been signed out. Thank you very much, BTR.
Maybe they're upgrading
now.
Everyone's going to get the 30 minutes.
Do you like character anymore? What?
Maybe they're going to do the downgrade because I heard a couple shows that they try to, you know, their regular two-hour shows, and they only had the option for 30 minutes. So maybe they're doing that to everybody right now. Who knows?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well. Who knows? I think it's just BTR being BTR.
Oh, we are backed up. Okay.
I'm out.
Wow,
I still don't see it.
I couldn't believe that.
So wait, you said you talked to somebody. Who did you talk to, and what did you talk to on the phone?
It's a very close friend of mine and yours. Let's just say that they found a way to pay back BTR. And let's just say
Debbie Daly is throwing very
old
condoms.
Fucking Debbie Daly wouldn't even fucking know what to do. Anywho,
this person said
that they're just going to try it to see if it works. Now, if it works, BTR, you're fucked. That's all I can say.
Well, just very goofy bone man. Then he knows nothing.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yes. He is very big soothsayer. He says, oh, look at that. BTR has a problem. Oh, I knew that would happen, of course. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, whenever you use that voice, I start automatically, like bobbling my head like an Indian.
You know? This is what my wife told me.
You know what I'm talking about? You know how the Indians bobble their head?
Yeah.
I started putting a dot on my head right now. I wanted to talk like it. Okay, 7-Eleven is now open. You guys want to come in?
Oh, yes, of course. You think that everybody who's Indian works at the 7-Eleven. But I can tell you, sir, that I have my own restaurant. And you, sir, are a piece of booty.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm taking offense.
All right, I'm going to bring up VMAC. VMAC, what's up, dude?
Shout out to VMAC.
What up, Goofy Bone? What up with you, baby?
We're just dealing with a bunch of bullshit, BTR nonsense. What's going on with you, man?
Same old BTR, huh?
Well, I don't know. Goofy claims that he knows that somebody did a little something to the BTR and apparently made the whole website crash.
Yay! Right on February 1st at 12 a.m. That's when it should happen. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yep, that'll be nice. Excellent.
Mm-mm-mm. Now I can't open up my own goddamn chat room. This is ridiculous. Are you guys? Is anybody in the chat room?
Oh
now?
My god!
What?
Sage Wright is in the chat.
No.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even log into my own goddamn chat. It won't let me open my own fucking chat room. Hello.
That sucks.
Hello.
Hello.
Like what? When you press a little green thing, it's not popping up of a chat room?
It says unknown error, close. It
have you tried just
error,
like the direct link to the show? Like the, you know, the show page thing?
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, because there should be a chat room up.
Yeah, there's it's there.
Are you in there? Are you in there?
I'm in there.
Let's try this. Try the little back door switcheroo.
Let me open up something real quick. So what's been going on, Gookie?
Unknown error. I can't get in my own chat. Okay. Well, I hope you guys are having fun in the chat, whoever's in there.
I just been hanging out, man. Still running the show till February 1st.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got 10 minutes to go here. I want to tweak some shit real quick. And by tweaking, I mean I want to cook up some meth and come back in a second with Goofy, VMAC, the Jew, Moxie, and Ken Moore right here in Disorderly Conduct. If anybody can hear me and still wants to call in, you got 10 minutes to do so. 347-826-7667. This has been a very awkward incarnation of Disorderly Conduct. Hopefully everything will work out better tomorrow night. But still have a little bit of time to go here and chat it up. So join me, 347-826-7667, and I shall be right back.
Baby, looking for a new me.
Hello.
Oh, I can tell you, I must have these songs.
What the hell are you talking about, dude?
I must have this song, please.
All right, the Jew has completely lost it.
Yes, this disco, Pakistani,
it's not Pakistani, it's Partizani.
Oh, it's disco, of course you say that. Partizani. It is disco, Pakistani.
It's like, no, it's Italian. It's not back. It's, no, never mind.
It cannot be Italian. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
But you would
so,
please.
We haven't checked in with Ken at all for any traffic or weather or commercials or anything. So, Ken, what you got a minute here. What to do, dude?
BTR has caused major problems with the traffic desk, and I'm not able to look at the traffic maps. Sorry. If you would get off your wallet and fix the Vincent Bay Copter 1, we could get it back in the air, and I wouldn't have to depend on the intranets.
Okay. Moxie, what's up with you? What can we look forward to at the Humor Institute? Or you have that thing coming up with Iconoclast, right?
Yeah, Iconoclast TX and I are going to talk abortion on Thursday. I know, it's going to be a lot of laughs.
Greg. Greg.
All right.
Okay, say that again.
Iconoclast and I are talking abortion on Thursday. Should be a lot of laughs.
Good.
Patriot Greg?
I heard that time.
Okay, all right.
That's great. What about Jew?
Will be talking abortion with Moxie and Patriot Greg.
Did you say Patriot Greg?
No, I said I will be talking abortion with Moxie on Iconoclast show.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Do you guys
want to do some OT here? You want to go into some overtime, or are we going to just call it quits? What do you guys? What's the feeling?
Well,
the
feeling. What?
Don't everybody jump at once. All right. Well, I guess we're just going to wrap it up then. Thanks everybody for listening in the chat. Debbie Daly. Wait, is that the real Debbie Daly? Debbie, are we on the network?
We're on the network.
Nice.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Debbie, on your newly found badassness. I heard your show. It was great. And I heard Goofy come on and set you straight. Congratulations. Thanks to everybody else in the chat room. Going down the line here, Desert Rose, George Turner, Ken Moore, guest 131, Melinda Moxie, One Angry Jew, PD of LA, Randy Sexer, Shellwig, and Stage Right. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Really appreciate it. Until next time, I'll be here tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent Bay. And until then, I bid you a good night and a good morning and a resounding goodbye until mañana. Late skates.
Who knows a game?
I know a game. Listen to it carefully and follow after me. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log, there's a log.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch, there's a branch, there's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump, there's a bump, there's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog, there's a frog, there's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail, there's a tail, there's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck, there's a speck, there's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a what?
Like I said.
In the bottom of the sea.
There's a fleck, there's a fleck, there's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. So let's flick the fleck, brush the speck, twist the tail, chase the frog, flatten the bump, break the branch, burn the log, fill the hole.
Hole in the bottom of the sea. Cause we need it like a hole in the sea. In the sea.
Oh, my God.